Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 5098. Baruch Hashem, this is the fourth day of Shvat, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses this to Avos Yechosid Bereinu David Sheyichya Hoizman. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he asked the Rebbe, but he was asking about the talus, about tzitzis, and he was asking, you know, whether it's important. You know, there's different levels of what kind of tzitzis, you know, you can get away, or what they should be. Like, if you notice that the people that are careful use a woolen garment for their tzitzis. I mean, all the talisim are made out of wool, but even like the talit katan, the one that you wear all the time, those who are careful wear out of wool. According to some, you know, whenever the Torah says garment, remember in those days there was no synthetic material. Everything was either wool or cotton or silk. You know, these were natural elements. So he wrote to the Rebbe something about what the Rebbe writes him like this, that it's obvious that anytime you can do things in a more perfect way, when you have an opportunity to do just a mitzvah or do it in a beautiful way, that it's very appropriate to do it in the most perfect way, any mitzvah, especially. The Rebbe says, when it comes to tzitzit and a talit, that we should do, because the sages in the Talmud, they say, the verse, actually we just read it last week in the portion of Bishalach, when they went through and they sang the song, Oz Yashir Moshe, it says that, the Yidden, one of the verses there says, Ze Keli, Anveyu, oh, this is my God. You know, the people saw God's strength. Anveyu means let me adorn him. So what does it mean? How do you adorn Hashem? This is my God, and Anveyu. So the rabbis say that means adorn before him with your mitzvahs, which means, it gives an example. Beautiful tzitzit, adorn yourself for Hashem. When you get tzitzit, get beautiful tzitzit. So you see the example that they use, especially that the rabbis used, were the tzitzit. And one of the ideas, what is the meaning behind wrapping yourself in the tzitzit? You put it on your body, or you wrap yourself, is to sort of draw upon yourself His blessed kingdom, which is the king of all the worlds, to wrap yourself around with Hashem's kingdom. And to use this mitzvah to connect with Hashem, basically. You wrap yourself around, and this connects you to Hashem, as explained in the Tanya in the beginning of chapter 41. So therefore the Rebbe says, anytime you can do the perfection, that actually impacts all other aspects of the person. So if you do it in a more beautiful way, and this unites you with Hashem, you connect in this beautiful way, that impacts everything else. And the Rebbe says, number one, that it should be made out of wool, sheep wool. Should be no question about it, which means, you know, a good heksher, a good supervision to make sure that it's really it. And also that when you make the talis and the tzitzit, it should be made for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's as you are building up the talis, as you're creating the talis and you're putting in the tzitzis. You know, when you put the tzitzis in, when you wind the tzitzis into the corners of the garment, you say every time, L'shem mitzvah tzitzit, So when you put him the fringes into your talit, you always say l'shem mitzvah sitit, as explained in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Shulchan of the Alter Rebbe, Shaul Zutshuvis, the Rebbe references different places. So the Rebbe says all mitzvahs you should do in the most perfect way, but especially tzitzis is the prototype that is used by the rabbis as an example, and as the Alter Rebbe explains, that tzitzis you wrap yourself around. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing, Yiratzen, that one mitzvah should drag along another mitzvah. I guess to add, every mitzvah is like a lamp, a ner, a candle of light. And the Torah, that's the lamp, the Torah is the light. And also the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah. So you yourself, the fact that you're doing the mitzvahs in a more perfect way, should drag along mitzvah goreret mitzvah to bring in other mitzvahs. And also into your portion of the world to increase, until the promise that we had been promised will be fulfilled. The promise is that Lailo Kayoim Yoir, the night will shine like the day. The night represents Galut, the exile is like the dark time. Redemption is daytime, that's when the revelation. Nighttime is Galut. When the day, the Galut will shine like the day with the true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So he asked the Rebbe about perfection as far as mitzvot goes. And the Rebbe says to him basically that the more perfection of mitzvah, especially by tzitzit, is very appropriate. And the Rebbe says that one mitzvah should drag with it another mitzvah and bring more light, and the light of Mashiach will break through the exile, and the night, the exile will start shining like the day.